Deutsche Welle. News.
This is Mark Hallam in Bonn. The UN Security Council is debating a draft resolution on Syria, with diplomats hoping for a vote by the end of the week. Arab and Western countries have been pushing the UN to adopt a resolution condemning the regime of President Bashar al-Assad for violently repressing anti-government activists. UN Secretary-General Ban Ki-moon also launched an appeal to the Syrian president, saying he could stop the violence.
President Assad can take decisive and bold reform measures. He is still the leader of Syria.
Russia and China, both permanent members of the Security Council, have been reticent on a Syrian resolution, saying they don't want to endorse regime change or military intervention. German Foreign Minister Guido Westerwelle, however, has said military action is not currently on the agenda.
There is no discussion in New York, in the Security Council, or between us and our partners of any kind of a military intervention in Syria.
U.S. presidential hopeful Mitt Romney has won the Republican Party's Florida primary. With almost all the votes counted, Romney holds an insurmountable lead over his main rival, Newt Gingrich. All the major U.S. TV networks quickly declared Romney the winner in the large southeastern state. The former governor of Massachusetts said the ongoing four-horse race for the Republican candidacy would not hurt his chances in the presidential election in November.
As this primary unfolds, our opponents and the other party have been watching, and they like to comfort themselves with the thought that a competitive campaign will leave us divided and weak. But I've got news for them. A competitive primary does not divide us, it prepares us, and we will win.
As well as former Speaker of the House Newt Gingrich, Congressman Ron Paul and former Senator Rick Santorum are still competing for the Republican nomination. The next contest is the Nevada caucus on Saturday. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu has won a primary ballot among his Likud party, meaning he can stand for re-election when Israel goes to the polls next year. Netanyahu faced only one challenger in the ballot, ultranationalist settler Moshe Feiglin. A Likud spokesman said Netanyahu had won 75% of the vote. The Israeli Prime Minister is in his first term of office, having taken up the position in 2009. You're listening to Deutsche Welle, Radio News. German Foreign Minister Guido Westerwelle is in the Middle East and will hold talks with Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu and Palestinian President Mahmoud Abbas on Wednesday. Prior to his departure for a four-day Middle East tour, Westerwelle had urged both sides to resume direct peace talks. Police in the Senegalese capital Dakar have used tear gas to disperse a public protest. Thousands had gathered to protest a court ruling that would allow President Abdoulaye Wade to run for a third term in next month's elections. Shortly after Wade became president, Senegal's constitution was changed to say that presidents could serve a maximum of two terms. The country's top court, however, recently ruled that this new law was not retroactive and therefore would only apply to future presidents, not to 85-year-old Wade. Figures released by the EU statistics office Eurostat show that unemployment across the eurozone ended 2011 at its highest level since the introduction of the euro currency in 1999. Unemployment averaged 10.4% last December across the 17 countries using the European single currency. Spain had the highest rate, with a jobless rate of almost 23%. In Germany, however, unemployment is at its lowest level since reunification in 1991, and newly released Federal Labour Office figures for January suggested another dip, at least in seasonally adjusted terms. An 1889 recording of the voice of former German Chancellor Otto von Bismarck has been discovered in the US. Bismarck, who died 9 years later, would have been in his mid-70s at the time. His voice had not been heard for over a century. All recordings were thought to be lost. The old wax cylinder recordings have been restored using digital technology at the Thomas Edison National Historical Park in New Jersey. Bismarck, the famed German statesman known as the Iron Chancellor, can be heard reciting extracts from poems and songs and also giving advice to his son. At one point, he even breaks into the opening lines of the French national anthem, La Marseillaise. Mark Hallam, Deutsche Welle, Radio News.